This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Nepal government decides to scale up security in border areas to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Different parts of the country receiving rainfall today due to the influence of westerly winds. Weather expected to improve from tomorrow, and Italy coronavirus day toll jumps to nearly 200. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Home Affairs has decided to scale up the security in the border areas in a bid to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The ministry said the security persons would have further presence and vigilance on people's movement in the country border. A meeting of the Committee on Coronavirus Preparedness chaired by Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa took this decision yesterday. The Home Ministry said it would assist Ministry of Health and Population in health checkup and for raising public awareness. Moreover, the ministry would monitor the market regularly for the smooth supply of goods and control of black marketing. Minister Thapa directed the security agencies to increase border security, spread public awareness and curb black marketing. Baki district has observed high alertness to stop coronavirus infection in the district. The district administration office has directed all concerned authorities to remain alert and adopt the precautionary measures to prevent COVID-19 infection. Chief District Officer Kumar Bahadur Khadka said the border points in the district, the airport and areas with high flow and gathering of people have been targeted. Health workers, police and other concerned people have been put on high alert to address any emergencies. Furthermore, awareness and sensitization program are also being organized in the district. Likewise, a help desk has been established at the Jamunath checkpost in Nepal-India border. The different parts of the country, including Kathmandu Valley, have been receiving rainfall since this morning due to the influence of westerly winds. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, rainfall occurred across the nation due to the westerly wind entered Nepal since yesterday. Meteorologist Santi Kadel said the rain was caused by the westerly wind along with the local wind, as it is the time of pre-monsoon. Meteorologists have forecast that the effect of the westerly wind would prevail till today evening and weather is expected to gradually improve from tomorrow. The division has stated that the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with the thunder and lightning is possible at some places of the country. The northern parts of Himla district have been receiving heavy snowfall since yesterday. As a result, the temperature has plummeted to reach 5 degrees centigrade. The district police office Himla informed Karpunath, Simkot and Namkurul municipalities of the district have been blanketed by the heavy snowfall. Similarly, the sudden change in the climate since Thursday has led to snowfall in the high-altitude areas of Baitari district. Snowfall took place this morning in Khobde, Siwawar, Garje and other upper parts of the district. The snowfall was preceded by continuous rainfall, leading to a sudden dip in the temperature. Daily lives of the locals have been affected in the district. A person has been killed and another one has been sustained injuries when lightning struck at Saukula Bimpedi of Makwanpur district this morning. The deceased is 23-year-old Vijay Sangthan, and the district police office Makwanpur stated that critical injury due to the lightning strike, Sangthan died in course of treatment. While his wife, 22-year-old Sabina Sangthan, also injured in the incident, is receiving medical care. You are listening to Red Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The death toll from the new coronavirus in Italy has risen to 197 after the largest daily increase in fatalities there since the outbreak began. Officials said 49 people had died in 24 hours, while more than 4,600 cases have been reported in total. The country has now reported the most deaths outside of China, where the virus emerged in December. The World Health Organization says nearly 100,000 people worldwide have contracted the coronavirus, and more than 3,000 people have died, mainly in China. Gunmen have killed at least 32 people during a ceremony attended by a top Afghan politicians in Kabul. The country's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, escaped unharmed, but dozens of others were wounded. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility of the incident, and it targeted the same event which commemorates the death of an Afghan Shia leader in 2019. The attack was the first major one in Kabul since a deal was signed between the US and Taliban last Saturday. Three senior members of Saudi Arabia's royal family, including the king's brother, have been arrested for unexplained reasons. US media report, two of the men were among the kingdom's most influential figures. The detention has been linked to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. In 2017, dozens of Saudi royal figures, ministers and businessmen were confirmed to Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Riyadh after the Crown Prince ordered their arrest. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal report the detention took place early Friday morning. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up top stories once again. Nepal government decides to scale up security in border areas to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Different parts of the country receiving rainfall today due to the influence of westerly winds. Weather expected to improve from tomorrow, and Italy coronavirus death toll jumps to nearly 200. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinednepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.